It's 27 minutes to 8. Let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Fran.
And Warwick, I'm trying to talk and my tongue won't let me. In netball, the coach of the Diamonds has quit.
Yes,
Fran. World champions, and she's leaving.
That's right. Norma Plummer, as you said, took the Australians to victory in that thrilling final against New Zealand in Singapore just a month or so ago. Now, she had wanted to split her time between continuing to coach Australia and also to coach in the Trans-Tasman League, but Netball Australia couldn't agree to those terms, so she's withdrawn her application for a contract extension. And boy, she leaves with a pretty solid record, a 75% winning ratio from her 89 tests. And the whisper is that Lisa Alexander will be her replacement, and that's an announcement expected in the next few weeks. On to Australian football, where the fallout from the replacement of Dean Bailey as coach at Melbourne, that bangs on. Jeff Kennett and Gary Lyon were feuding yesterday, all very Melbourne this. The Hawthorn president saying it was time for Lyon to make a proper commitment to the Demons, and Lyon telling Kennett to mind his own business. Certainly minding his own business at the selection table, the temporary coach at Melbourne, Todd Vining, he swung the axe, as they say, dropping four players from the side that was smashed by 186 points last weekend. They are 100-gamer Colin Sylvia, who might just be on the same plane now as Tom Scully to Greater Western Sydney, Adam Marich, Daniel Nicholson and Liam Jarrah. Tonight, Fremantle plays St Kilda, the Dockers, travelling east to try and keep their season alive, but the Saints, who've now won five games in a row, they just seem to always have the measure of the Dockers, particularly in the midfield. And for those already bemoaning the rapidly diminishing notions of loyalty in the AFL, another reason to feel sorry for themselves, the AFL is considering implementing a mid-season trading period in which a player could turn out for one club one week, get traded midweek, and play for another club the next weekend. In rugby league, the coach of that sport, Saints, Wayne Bennett, he's given his side a rocket ahead of tonight's NRL game against the West Tigers. St George Illawarra has lost its last two games, and successfully defending the premiership is looking less likely than a month ago, with reports the players have lost their desire. And that's probably the last thing the Tigers wanted to have being aired so publicly, as they strive to keep their grand final aspirations alive. And in tonight's other game, North Queensland plays Canterbury Bankstown. In rugby football, it's a big one. Australia against New Zealand. It's over there at Eden Park, where Australia hasn't won since the Yella brothers were young men. But there's a lot of confidence about this Wallaby outfit. And we've had the word that Nathan Sharp, while he's missing from the squad this weekend, he will be required in South Africa for the next Tri Nations game. In cricket, the Australian Test captain, Michael Clarke, he flew out to Sri Lanka yesterday, speaking highly of all his new charges as the rebuilding process gets underway. Interestingly, Clarke has yet to meet his new off-spinner, Nathan Lyon, the groundsman-turned-Test cricketer, picked on suspicion, as they often were in the past. And Australia plays a series of 2020 one-day and test matches in Sri Lanka over the next little while. Now, into soccer, and gee, you just got to chuckle about this yarn. Melbourne Victory gave Harry Kuehl and his agent until August the 4th to make up their minds about the clothes horse joining their A-League side for the season ahead. Now, August the 4th is past in this bit of the world, but Victory types are still standing by the telephone, hanging on to the fact that it's over there in Europe where his agent is and where Harry is. Depending on where you are in Australia, the deadline is now round about now. And look, here in Australia, it's definitely August the 5th, and that means it's Tommy Hafey's birthday. T-shirt Tommy, the four-time premiership coach at Richmond and much, much more, with Sydney, Geelong and also Collingwood. He turns 80, and right now he would be in the middle of his daily fitness program, a run, a dip in Port Phillip Bay, no matter what the temperature, and wearing just a pair of cozzies, 200 push-ups and 700 crunches and sit-ups. And if you ask him how he's feeling at the end of all that, you get the answer that we all love and know from Tommy. Sensational walk, but I'll get better. Happy birthday, Tommy Hafey. I'll be back with more sport on Monday, Fran.
Thanks very much. Happy birthday, Tommy. It's 23 minutes to 8 on Breakfast, and Michelle Grattan's up next.